This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country is riding on the reform express with the government simplifying processes, improved ease of doing business and expanding technology-led governance. He emphasized that the focus must not be limited to policy intent only, but also on delivery excellence to maintain this momentum. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on technology reforms and finance for Viksit Bharat through video conferencing today.
ये देश रिफॉर्म एक्सप्रेस पर सवार है. इस मोमेंटम को बनाए रखने के लिए हमें ना केवल पॉलिसी इंटेंट पर ध्यान देना है बल्कि डिलीवरी एक्सीलेंस पर भी फोकस करना है. हमें एआई, ब्लॉकचेन और डेटा एनालिटिक्स का व्यापक उपयोग कर ट्रांसपेरेंसी, स्पीड और अकाउंटेबिलिटी बढ़ानी होगी.
Mr. Modi said the webinar should not be limited to only a platform for exchange of ideas. Instead, it must become brainstorming exercise. He said when industry, academia, analysts and policymakers think together, then implementation of schemes becomes better and it delivers accurate results. President Draupadi Murmu today took a sortie in the indigenously developed light combat helicopter Prachand at the Jaisalmer Air Force Station in Rajasthan. The president was briefed by the Indian Air Force officials about the helicopter's operational capabilities before the flight. The sortie was conducted by experienced Air Force pilots and showcased the advanced features, agility and combat readiness of the indigenous platform. The light combat helicopter Prachand is designed for high-altitude operations and has significantly enhanced the combat capabilities of the Indian Air Force. A Delhi court to discharge former Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and former Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia in an excise policy-related corruption case. The court refused to take cognizance of the CBI charge sheet. Special Judge Jitendra Singh said the charge sheet had several lacunae not supported by evidence. The court also discharged 21 others in the matter. The CBI has been probing alleged corruption in the formulation and execution of the erstwhile AAP government's now-scrapped excise policy. After getting acquitted, Aam Aadmi Party national convener and former Delhi Chief Minister said that he had full faith in the country's judicial system.
We have full faith in the Indian legal system. I had faith that truth would prevail. I would like to thank all those who stood by us. We always said that the truth emerged victorious. I always believed that God is with us.
Meanwhile, the CBI decided to appeal in the High Court against the judgment of the trial court immediately in the Delhi excise policy case. The CBI sources said that several aspects of the investigation have either been ignored or not considered adequately. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has asserted that assembly elections in Tamil Nadu will be setting a record much better than Bihar. In an interaction with the media today in Chennai, the Chief Election Commissioner said that Tamil Nadu has shown the way in percentage of voting every time the state faced elections.
With the entire electoral machinery of Tamil Nadu, one thing is clear. Elections are held as per constitution, law and ECI instructions. Each and every electoral staff shall enforce rule of law strictly without fear or favour. The polling stations will have a festive look and welcome the electors for a pleasant voting experience. The coming elections of Tamil Nadu are gearing up to be inducement-free, transparent and model elections for the country and the world.
The Supreme Court today refused to entertain objection of West Bengal government regarding training module for judicial officers deployed in the Special Intensive Revision SIR of electoral rolls in the state. The Apex Court said it knows its judicial officers and they will not be influenced by anything after the West Bengal government submitted that the Election Commission had issued a training module for judicial officers. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England will take on New Zealand in the Super 8 Group 2 match at the R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Last night, India defeated Zimbabwe by 72 runs in a crucial Super 8 match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.